Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're live in Houston this morning. It's debate number three of the Democratic presidential candidates. Aaron Kotursky is there. And Aaron, what are we in for?
Well, I think we're in for primarily one night of debate as opposed to two, because only 10 Democrats qualified for this debate, and they're all going to share a stage. And that puts the three front runners on stage, Susan, for the first time in this presidential cycle. So Joe Biden flanked by Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren. Are they going to attack each other? I don't know. They're all popular among Democratic primary voters, so going after one another may not be the best course. But you never know. Joe Biden said he's already prepared to at least draw some distinctions.
It's over 3 hours, which is kind of a long time for a debate, especially when we're talking about a primary debate.
I don't know. We'll see how long it goes. Look, there's a lot of candidates on one stage, and there's a lot to ask them about. We know that they've been talking about different subjects, but I think the hope now is that the deeper into the race this goes, it's time to get a little bit more specific. Now, we're hosting it here at ABC News, though I have to say my colleagues George Stephanopoulos and Lindsay Davis and David Muir have not revealed exactly what they're going to ask.
Yeah, I was going to say, what's the format, Aaron, for tonight?
Standard question and answer. I mean, there's nothing, I don't think anything terribly different about this format that's going to lead to something more revelatory than another. But the hope is for good exchanges and to let the candidates breathe a little bit with 60-second answers. And none of this like rapid-fire stuff, because that doesn't ever seem terribly useful.
And never really seems to work either, as people go on and on with their answers. It is the first time to see, all of these heavy hitters on the stage at the same time, because they were split up before.
And over two nights and the different matchups may not have been as satisfying for primary voters who are, set with Joe Biden as front runner. He's maintained that status. But we had a poll the other day come out here at ABC with the Washington Post that showed, voters are willing to change their mind. So on one hand, it's solidified Joe Biden's position as the front runner among Democratic primary voters, but also voters who said, no, if it's someone else, that's okay too, as long as they can beat President Trump come November.
How have tickets been distributed for this?
That's a good question. I don't know. I know there's about 3,500 people in the hall. The set is fantastic. It's in an arena, like a sports arena at Texas Southern University, historically black college, in a state that is thought to be, by the Democrats, to be in play for them after the nearly successful Senate run by Beto O'Rourke. He, though, is on the edge of this debate stage, and he's someone who is looking to have one of those breakout moments to revive his flagging campaign.
Yeah, he needs kind of a home court advantage, so to speak, because it's been, from his announcement, everyone was very excited to now he's really lost in the shuffle over the past couple of months.
Yeah, and he seemed to have a nice moment after the El Paso shooting. There was, he dropped a few F-bombs that seemed to endear him with some voters. But, we're hoping he doesn't do that on stage tonight. But he's not the only Texan in the race. Julian Castro likes to remind everyone that he is also from Texas, from San Antonio. And so for him, he also believes he's on, a home court advantage.
This is already going to be the third debate. We haven't even reached the year 2020 yet. Is this Democrats kind of making up for what was a major criticism of them leading up to 2016?
It is in some ways, and it's they're being very, very deliberate about this. And if you listen to Tom Perez, the party chairman, he says he wants the voters and Americans of all parties to get a good sense of the candidates. And, it cuts two ways. I mean, on one hand, the longer Joe Biden has to debate his rivals, the more banged up he risks getting. On the other hand, This does put all these people squarely in the minds of voters months and months ahead of when they'll actually have to make a choice. And, you know, it is kind of nearing-ish with the, you know, the Iowa caucuses coming up at the turn of the year. So the candidates, I think, are looking to gain some kind of traction. And that's especially true for those who aren't at the edges of the stage, but kind of in the middle, Kamala Harris, Pete Buttigieg, Cory Booker, who are still looking for some kind of breakout moment to carry them through. And for those Democrats that didn't qualify but are still in the race, Tulsi Gabbard and Tom Steyer, who have actually qualified for the fourth debate, you know, they're going to stick around.
You mentioned that fourth debate. I mean, for some of these people on the stage, it might be the last time we really ever see them in a public spotlight. But then there's others you mentioned kind of sticking around who weren't even able to make this stage, who are going to be part of another one.
And you know, in the case of Gabbard and Steyer, they've already qualified, so they've been able to convince donors to keep them going. For somebody like a Bill de Blasio, you know, you really question why he's in the race at all anymore, other than a vanity project. But you know, there's no rule to say you have to drop out at a certain stage. So they're going to keep going, perhaps all the way to the end. But the thinking is that perhaps after this debate, the field will start to cull a little bit further.
All right, Aaron Katursky, live in Houston this morning. Our coverage begins at 7 o'clock tonight, the debate from 8 until 11.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.